Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now at the very top of Kiddushin Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, completing the sugya of Rosh Ivarim, those limbs which, if a master maims his Eved Knani on those limbs, then he goes free. Story: Savid de Nezunya, the elders of this particular place, Lo atu lepirkei de Rav Chista. They didn't come to the shiur of Rav Chista. He was evidently very upset. Amar le Rav Hamnuna, he told Rav Hamnuna, his younger colleague, Zil tzan inhu, go lock them up, meaning put them in cherem, put them in quarantine of sorts. Azal amar lohu, so he went. Rav Hamnuna wanted to make nice. He went to them. Aitama lo atu rabbanon lepirkei. Why didn't you students come? Amar le amai neite. Why should we come? Vayinim minei milta velo pashalon. We ask Rav Chista questions. He doesn't tell us. So Amar Lahu, Rav Hamnuna said, "Mi ba'itu minai midi v'lo pshapashit nalachu? Have you ever asked me anything that I didn't answer you?" So he said, "Okay, we'll ask you. Bo minai evet shesir so rabba b'beitzim. If the master castrated the slave's testes, mau, does he go free? Kemum shabagalu idami, do we call that a mum shabagalu because it's outside of the confines of the body in that way? Olo, lo havi yadeh, he didn't have an answer." Alright, so there was the problem. They asked questions and didn't get answers. Amrulei Mashmach, so they asked him, what's your name? Amar lohu Hamnuna. Now they certainly knew who he was. They're trying to get him to say Hamnuna. And Hamnuna, if said a little bit differently, sounds like warm fish, Hamnuna. Amrulei Lav Hamnuna, Ela Karnuna. You're not a hot fish, you're a cold fish. Take a look at Tosfot there. Atal came to Rav Chista. So he himself came to Rav Chista and said, okay, here's the question they asked. What's the answer? Amar le manita ba'uminach. They were asking you basically a braita. That's what you should have told them. It really should be the Tanya. And it's sort of a Mishnah in Negoim, and it's sort of a braita in Negoim, and it's neither one of them. Hasim ve'arba roshe varm shabadam, the 24, tips of limbs that a person has. Kulam en matami mishum michya. None of them have tumat michya as a nega, because the Torah says that the chomarei ne'a kohen. A michya, that particular kind of tumah, has to be seen totally by the kohen. And anything that tapers, for instance, think about the finger, anything that tapers cannot be totally seen by the kohen at one time because it's got cylindrical. Ve'elohim, so what are these? Roshe etzba'ot v'yadayim v'raglayim, fingers and toes, there's 20 right there. Roshe oznaim, the tips of the ears. Rosh HaChotem, the tip of the nose. Rosh HaGviya, the penis. Rosh HaDadim Shabisha, parallel in a woman, is the nipples. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Shabish, he says that even applies to an ish, so he would end up having 26. Vatani Allah, the part we care about is that we have a tradition about, a teaching about that statement, Bechulam Eved Yotze Bem Lechayut. That is also the list of limbs that if they are maimed, the Eved goes free. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe adds to that, afaserus, castration also. Benazai Omer, afalashon, also the tongue. Now, let's take a look at that, because serus is the issue we're talking about. Amamar, Rebbe Omer, afaserus, serus to my, castration of what? Ilem aserus to gid, if it's penile castration, hanugvia, that was already mentioned by the Chachamim. Elalav, serus to beitzim, it must be testes. Oh, so there's your solution. According to Rebbe, that's considered Yotze l'cheirut. According to others, it's not. Rebbe Omer, afaserus. Now, Rebbe said afaserus. Rebbe Lashon Lo, he said afaserus, and then Benazai says afalashon. Sounds like Rebbe has 25, and then Benazai has 26, and Rebbe doesn't accept Lashon. Or meaning, we have a challenge to that. Hare mishayam mazel. Let's say that somebody was doing hazah of the mechatat of paraduma, and the halacha is the hazah has to reach your body on a place which is bar negia, something that can be touched. V'nidza azal piv, and it spritzed on his mouth. Rebbe Omer hiza, that's a hazah. Chamam lo hiza, they disagree. Now, my love, Alashano, aren't we talking about the tongue? And so Rebbe thinks the tongue is considered an exposed thing, which means he would also hold that it's one of the limbs that sets an eved free. Lo, al sfatav. No, it's al piv means on his lips, not his tongue. That's a no-brainer. That's outside of your body. Sometimes you close your lips and then tip inward. Like if you clench your lips, then they're really inward. Kamash Malan know that lips are outward. So far, we're not sure that Rebbe really thinks that Lashon is considered outward. Iva Tanya al Lashono. But we have another brighter that says if you did Hazal on the tongue, it's good. In Bechorot, in the context of Mumim of a Bechor, which of course are also Begalui, if most of the tongue is gone, that's called a Mum. Rabbi Omer, Rav HaMadaber Shev Lashono, most of the part that speaks, so the part that touches the palate. In any case, Rabbi says that Lashon is also available for Mumim. So Rabbi clearly thinks that Lashon is considered to be, the tongue is considered to be an exposed part of the body. Now clearly Lashon sometimes is exposed when a person talks and eats, his tongue comes out, but generally when the mouth is closed, it's covered. Ella Rabbi Omer Seirus V'lom Baya Lashon. The answer is that Rabbi of course accepts what Benazai says Lashon, that we've just proven. He says not only that, but also Seirus. Benazai Omer Lashon Aval Seirus Lo. Benazai says only tongue, which means, by the way, the order of the Brayta is strange. It should have the Chachamim, then Rabbi Yehuda's addition, then Benazai adding Lashon, then Rabbi saying not only Lashon, but also Seirus. So my Af Al Kamaita. So the Af of Benazai is going on the earlier part, meaning not only those 25, but also Lashon. So Yachi Nekadma Rebbe the Benazai Bereisha. So the order should be Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, Benazai, and Rebbe. So the answer is Tana Shamala to Rebbe Kava. The first of the Tana heard Rebbe's addition to the Brayta and put it in. Shamala Benazai Vitani, and then he heard Benazai's addition. Once the Tana has it in a system, it was oral tradition, it doesn't change. Okay, again to the tongue, Amar Ula, Hakomo Din B'Loshon L'Inyan Tumah, everybody agrees that if Tumah touches the tongue, the Galu Hayitzel HaSheretz, that's considered to be a revealed one, not only for Sheretz, but other Tumot, that's considered to be a revealed part of the body, and therefore it's Matame, my time, because the Torah says, Asher Yigambo Arachmana, if he touches it. V'Hainami Barnegiyahu, that's something it touched. L'Inyan Tefillah, as far as going to the Mikvah, Ketomundami, the tongue is considered discreet, and therefore you do not have to open your mouth in the mikvah and let the water in. My time, because Torah says, Rachatz b'saro b'mayim, you have to wash your flesh, your body in the water. Ma b'saro me'evrai, just like your flesh is outside of you. Yafkol me'evrai, everything outside of you. Alright, so where's the machloket Rebbe and Rabbanan? Lo nechleku elenyin hazah. The machloket is about hazah. Rebbe medami la latuma. Rebbe says hazah is like tuma. Just like Tuma, if you touch the tongue, you become Tame. So Hazah could touch the tongue. That's considered touching part of the body. Remember, Hazah is to touch just one part of the body. Rabbanim Adamu Ala Tefillah. They say it's more like Tefillah. Retavayu B'hai Krakami Pagi. Looking at the same Pasuk. And the key Pasuk about Hazah in the Parsha Paraduma says, Vizah Torah La Tameh Ve'emus Tashiv Ve'emashvi'i Chitob Ve'emashvi'i V'chibes B'gadav. Rebbe Savar Vizah Tahor Al HaTameh Ve'emus Tashiv Ve'emashvi'i V'chito. He cleanses him. Meaning the connection is hazah to tuma. They say he cleanses him on the seventh day and he goes to the mikvah. So therefore hazah is compared to tefillah. Why don't they compare it to tuma? The answer is tahara mitahara avid leilayof. You should learn one tahara from another. Hazah and ta and mikvah are both taharot. Rabbi Nimil Tefillah, why doesn't Rabbi do that? The answer is, V'chibes B'gadav Yifzik Anyan. The Torah says he washes his clothes and then goes to the mikvah. Chibes B'gadav puts a block between Hazah and mikvah. Alright, V'savar Rabbi Linyan Tefillah Ketamun Damid. Does Rabbi really think that the tongue doesn't have to get wet in the mikvah? And that's part considered an internal part of the body? We have a story. There's a maidservant, the Beit Rabbi. She went to the mikveh, came out, and they found a bone between her teeth. Rabbi heard about this, and he said she has to go to the mikveh again. She's not yotzei the tefillah. Who cares if something is in her mouth? The answer is, Nehi the b'yamayim lo bainan. Although you don't need water to go in there, but you need the potential for water to get in there. Kidder Rabbi Zera, the famous dean of Bila de Rabbi Zera. Dam Rabbi Zera, kol ha-ra'uila Bila in Bila makelet po. Anything, and the source of this is the Mishnah Menachot, that if you make a netter to bring up to 60 isaron, you can bring them in one kli. 61 have to go into two kelim. Why? Because you can't mix 61 esronot in a standard size kli. You can't mix the oil in properly. Aye, but the halacha is you don't have to mix the oil at all. The answer is, yeah, but it has to be mixable. It has to be in a space that could be mixed. And that's the din of Bila. Kol ha-ra'uy le-Bila, anything where the Bila could happen, and Bila makelepo, the fact you didn't do it is not a problem. She'ein ha-ra'uy le-Bila, but if it's not big enough to actually do Bila, then Bila makelepo, the fact you didn't do it, then is a problem. Now, this entire question about Seirus follows the machloket tana'im, ketana'i. In the list of mumim of a behemoth, it says, something that's smashed, two kinds of kinds of smashing, and two different kinds of cutting. Kulan bebeitzim. Say those are all the testes. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Bebeitzim v'lo begid, only the testes and not the penis. Ela kulan af bebeitzim, meaning both. All four of those apply to either one of the types of castration. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, let's talk about animals, but then apply it to people. Rabbi Zvin Yaakov to the Evid. Rabbi Zvin Yaakov omer kulan begid. They're none of them in testes. Rabbi Yossi omer, the first two, ma'uch v'chatut af bebeitzim, natuk v'charut begin in bebeitzim lo. So you see that the question about whether castration of the testes is considered to be a violation of this, and therefore would be considered exposed limb, and therefore would set the eved free, is a machloket tanaim, really between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says the beitzim in no way are considered that, and against Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the beitzim certainly are. Rabbi Yossi says that Natuk v'charut does not apply there, but Ma'uch v'chatut. So it'd be unclear where Rabbi Yossi would come on this position. But in any case, we see Machloket Tanaim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. In the next sugi, we'll pick up the next Mishnah. In the next podcast, we'll pick up on the next Mishnah, which is the Kinyan of Behema Gasa. Everybody should have a wonderful day.